The Indiana National Guard Agribusiness Development Team, or ADT, is on a complicated mission in eastern Afghanistan. In this segment of WFIU's ongoing series, Cultivating Afghanistan, WFIU reporter Douglas Wissing reports on the team's efforts to combat Afghan corruption.
Corruption and poor governance are critical problems in Afghanistan. The monitoring organization, Transparency International, ranks the government of Afghanistan as the world's second most corrupt, behind only that of Somalia.
دا خبرونه د خاغلی میرولی جان لکنوال په کوربه توپ د هرې پنځشنبه په ورځ له ولسغږ رادیو څخه مه هیروي.
This U.S.-sponsored radio call-in show encourages Afghans to discuss corruption. One caller, Fiadula from the village of Hidakel, says people know there is corruption and complains a government official in the capital of Kabul asked their provincial education office for a bribe to process an application. Fiadula thinks there should be a secret police force to investigate corruption. Another caller says most people know the governor is corrupt, that a traffic policeman demanded a 5,000 rupee bribe for a driver's license, because the chief of police threatened to fire him if he didn't ask for money.
Everybody's corrupt, but there is an acceptable level of corruption, and they don't see it as corruption. That's our word, not theirs.
That's Agribusiness Development Team Commander Colonel Brian Copes.
They see it as a certain amount of privilege and divine providence. If divine providence has smiled on you and you were fortunate enough or well-connected enough to be made a district governor or a police chief or a provincial governor, just whatever it may be, there is an expectation. You expect it if you're in the position. They expect you to take advantage of the position to benefit yourself.
But the United States is now embarking on a program to provide the Afghan government with management training and funding. On the provincial level, the ADT and other U.S. agencies are teaching Afghan government ministers basic managerial functions, such as budgeting and the need for transparent procurement.
We got to teach them how to build a little bureaucracy and to just manage, business 101 kind of stuff. That's going to take a long time, but I think that is certainly the proper approach. That's the exit strategy in the long term, is to develop the Afghans' ability to manage their own affairs.
But Cope says it also presents challenges.
I probably had a dozen of the Afghan leaders here candidly say, as we're talking, you should not even trust me. Don't give me the money, or don't give me the money, I wouldn't give it to my employees. I mean, they just ever so matter-of-factly say, you should not even trust me.
ADT Colonel Sindra Chastain says battling corruption can also be risky.
So nobody trusts anybody. Everybody thinks everybody is skimming off the top, and they probably all are. So what we tried to do on a couple of contracts to avoid that was we paid the employees directly. But what that did was put us in danger.
After the ADT spent a long day in the mountains paying Afghan villagers for their work on dam construction, a bomb intended for the Americans exploded. The team narrowly avoided the blast. So when the ADT needed to make the last $50,000 payment, Chastain says the team reverted to the customary way of paying Afghan contractors in a country without an effective banking system.
The contractor came to the front gate, and our pay agent met him at the gate with a garbage bag of $2.4 million Afghani money in a garbage bag and gave it to him.
In our next segment, we look at medical issues for returning soldiers. For WFIU News, I'm Douglas Wissing.